Welcome to the No Frills VA Podcast, brought to you by the Association of Virtual Assistants. Your host is award-winning VA consultant, best-selling author, and founder and CEO of the AVA, Melissa Smith. The AVA is the most trusted source of information in the virtual assistant industry. This podcast is for you if you're a virtual assistant or looking to become a VA. The AVA knows you have questions, and we're providing you answers on the No Frills VA Podcast.
Welcome back to the No Frills VA Podcast. I'm your host, Melissa Smith, and I want to ask you a question today that a lot of people don't ask anymore. They don't ask it really on a lot of levels, and that's because it seems kind of crazy when you first say it out loud. And the question is, are you brave enough to create a 20-year plan? And you're like, 20 years? Oh my gosh, I don't know what I'm doing the next 3 years, 5 years from now. And I remember, as someone who has been involved in recruiting and hiring processes for many years, I remember very vividly when someone asked for your 10-year plan. And then it seemed like overnight that was slashed and they put it into five. And then now we talk about a 3-year plan. And that seems crazy to ask someone, you know, what they think their next 3 years might be like. But to ask someone what their 20-year plan is, that's a different question. And I would dare say, are you brave enough to have a 20-year plan? Now, as virtual assistants, I know we think of planning a little bit differently because when we plan things, we have our backup plans, we have our A, B, C, D, E plans, we have our contingency plans, and then not only that, we have all the steps, all the calendar notices, we have all the little things. We might have it planned out neatly in ClickUp or Trello or Asana or whatever you're using, and each thing has a very calculated step and next step and what to do and videos and SOPs, and we bury ourselves in the details to make sure that everything happens just the way we planned it. That's not the type of planning we're talking about right now, because that would be impossible and that actually wouldn't be brave. Because if you could know all those things that were going to happen for the next 20 years, that's not bravery, that's simply planning. But being brave enough to dare to dream about what your life will be like in 20 years, that's brave. I don't talk about Steve Jobs a lot. He's not my favorite person. But I think that's part of the reason why people were drawn to him. He was brave enough to see a future that he couldn't create on his own, but he could still see it. The president of Pixar, Ed Catmull, if you've read the book Creativity Inc., he saw a future decades before it was possible and started working on this computer animation before it was a thing. In the face of people telling him, look, dude, it's just not possible. It's never going to happen. Let it go. But he was brave enough to do that. There's plenty of women who were brave enough to go to school and go to college and become doctors and lawyers and politicians and business owners and moms, because they saw what their life could be like in the future, even if someone told them it wasn't possible now. And that's the type of bravery we're talking about, because things are going to happen. Things are going to happen. No one has to remind you about COVID. COVID happened. But guess what? If you had a plan that you were brave enough to map out for yourself, you might have run into some hiccups. You might have had to pivot a few things. You might have to, you know, change a course of action. But if you had that vision, chances are you somehow still manage to meet that vision. Because that 20-year plan is not the step-by-step actions that you're going to take. It's saying, I'm going to do this with my life. This is where I'm going to be with my life. This is how I'm going to feel. This is the expectation that I am going to set for myself and what I'm going to look forward to, what I'm going to work towards, even when I don't feel like it, even when people tell me it can't be done, even in the face of a global pandemic, even though I have no idea what the future holds, I'm going to trust that I'm going to figure it out. If you believe in God or any kind of higher power, this is a perfect place to insert that in here, that you're going to trust that your God, your higher power, is going to help you in doing it as well. And when I first heard this concept, I just thought, well, that's crazy. Like, who does that? Like, you can't predict that stuff. Like, I don't know what tomorrow holds, right? Like, tomorrow's not guaranteed. And then I realized I did do that. I told myself, when I grow up, I'm going to be an assistant. I'm going to be a mother, and I'm going to be a wife. I'm going to have a family. Those are my goals. And, you know, they may be real simple to other people, but that's what I wanted. That's what I knew in my heart would give me joy and peace and happiness. And were there obstacles along the way? Yes, 100%. You better believe that I had lots of obstacles when I was young, many of them self-inflicted obstacles. But when I think back to when people say, wow, pregnant at 16, that was such crazy time. It must have been such a difficult choice for you and such a hard decision. And gosh, I just can't imagine. And I thought, no, it wasn't. And I never understood, because I didn't understand that since that was always my goal, even though my goal and the plan wasn't to be pregnant at 16, that what I was doing was just course correcting. Like, okay, wasn't in the plan, but I knew I was wanting to be a mom. I knew I'd want to have children, starting early. Then I still went on to be an assistant. I went on to be married. I went on to have another child. And that's what I did. I had the vision, I created the plan, and each time something would come in and try to derail me, I wouldn't let it. It was not easy going to secretary school, which was all day long. It wasn't like we had a class here and there, this day off, only 2 or 3 days a week. It was every day, 9 to 5, dress up, wear business clothes to prepare us for the office. And then I had to work on top of that, and I had to find childcare, and there was a lot of other things going on. But I refused to let any of those things get in the way of the thing that I wanted to do. And chances are you have your own story. I mean, if you don't, then I would encourage you to message me and we'll hop on a call, because I can guarantee you do. You probably are just so focused and so kind of matter of fact about it, which is great, that when you achieved it, it was like, well, of course I did. And that's awesome. And that's the same kind of bravery that it takes for the next 20 years, right? And so again, like, what do you want for the next 20 years of your life? Are you brave enough to dream it? Because it's hard to stay out of the details. It's hard to constantly course correct as things come up. But having that dream, having that vision, being brave enough to believe in yourself that no matter what, you're going to accomplish it, it's a really beautiful thing. So I would love to know if you're brave enough. Just let me know, girl, I'm brave. Like, duh, so brave. Like, whatever, however you want to let me know, I want to hear it. I'm actually extremely excited about it. And if you want to learn more about this 20-year plan, again, a lot of the things that I do are come out of books for me. And so currently the book that I'm reading that this comes out of is by Bo Eason, and it's called There's No Plan B for Your A Game. And I will have that in the show notes. He'll go over 20-year plans and how to make them and how to do them and why you can create them and everything else. You dive deep into it. You won't regret it. And I will see you next time. Bye, everybody.
Like the podcast? Share it. You can tag us at Association of VAs on social media. Want more with Melissa and your peers? Join the AVA. We're at associationofvas.com. You'll find a link in the show notes.